With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump has been granted permission to seek dismissal of his New York conviction. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In light of Trump's victory in the presidential election, Judge Juan Marchand indefinitely postponed the sentencing in the case. He set a December 2nd deadline for Trump's legal team to file a motion to dismiss and gave prosecutors until December 9th to respond. Then the judge will decide how to proceed. Prosecutors don't want the case thrown out, but a Trump spokesman claimed the latest development is a decisive win and that sham lawfare attacks have been destroyed. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Capitol Hill, it is a case of quid pro quo. Senate leaders have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, the Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by Donald Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Karen Chamas reports now on the death of a rabbi in Dubai.
Israel has said the body of an Israeli Moldovan rabbi who went missing in the United Arab Emirates has been found, citing Emirati authorities. Speaking at a regular cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he was deeply shocked by Zvi Kogan's disappearance and death. Kogan was a 28-year-old ultra-Orthodox rabbi who went missing on Thursday.
A government spokesman in Pakistan's volatile northwest says Shiite and Sunni Muslim tribes have agreed to a ceasefire. Violence has rocked the Haram region and district since gunmen ambushed a convoy of Shiite Muslims last Thursday. At least 42 people were killed. This is SRN News. Well, another poll shows faith is on the wane in the United States.
According to the latest from Rasmussen reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate the previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule. It's a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all GOP presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning but broader global health assistance. This is SRN News. In New Mexico, one school is under the microscope.
The New Mexico State Auditor has identified multiple instances of wasteful spending and improper use of public funds at Western New Mexico University. The Office of the State Auditor says university management and regents fail to uphold their fiduciary responsibilities. State lawmakers started raising questions last year about overseas trips by University President Joseph Shepard and his wife's use of a university credit card. The university says changes have been made and an independent audit is underway. John Scott reported.
Veteran game show host Chuck Woolery, one of the best-loved people in Hollywood. For years, he hosted shows like Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection, Scrabble, and several others. He later went on to become a conservative podcaster. Chuck Woolery was 83. More details at srnnews.com.